Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, you guys have been waiting. Thomas Mott here on a, what is it? Is it Monday night? That's what it is. 12 a.m. It's midnight. And I've been teasing it. I've been teasing it all week. I've been having you guys vote for it on my Twitter account. The reveal of my show, this show. The naming is happening right now. Quickly, a little bit of background. When I first came here just a couple of weeks ago, I didn't have a show name. I didn't really have any ideas. I thought it would just come to me randomly. Then we had our first night, Marshall and I together, and it was like, okay, we couldn't think of one. So I think I suggested, let's just throw up a Twitter poll and throw up some other polls on my personal social media, and we'll let you guys decide. Now, we had to get some naming suggestions, and you guys went crazy in a good way for all these naming suggestions. Tweeting me at Real Thomas Mott, calling in the first couple of shows, and when I wrote down, I had 15 names that I thought were good enough to be the name of the show. I had to narrow that down to a top four, and I got it down to a top four, and the top four were the motto, Ready or Mott, Mott Up for Debate, and The Sauce with Mott. Those were my top four. So, yeah, I mean, listen, and of course, coming up, and in right after this right after we reveal the show name, we're going to get back to some Atlanta United audio from Rick and John earlier today talking about Frank DeBoer's comments. That's coming up, but first, we got to get to this. So on Twitter, the winner on Twitter was Ready or Mott by 1%. Now, I put it on my other social media, my private channels, for all my other friends to vote on it, and it was back and forth between the motto and Ready or Mott. Those were the top two everywhere else. On Facebook, one of them won by 2 votes. On Instagram, the other one won by, it was back and forth. It was crazy. And I was asking all my friends, I was asking my mentors, my parents, and then I figured out the name that I liked more out of those two, and I went to Sean, our assistant producer here, or our assistant program director, excuse me, and I said, Sean, here are the two names. Which one should I pick? He gave his 2 cents. I heeded it. I listened to it, and that was kind of the nail in the coffin, and Sean and I both agreed that the name I liked was the name he liked, and the name that I liked was the name Marshall liked. So, without further ado, the winner, drum roll, let's get a drum roll going. Here we go. The name of my show will be Ready or Mott is the name of my show. There it is. Listen, I know you got, a lot of people wanted the motto.
You have chosen wise.
Thank you. That was really good. I didn't know that you were going to play that. A lot of people wanted the motto. A lot of people wanted the motto, and a lot of people that I value their opinion wanted the motto. I worked at Fox Sports in New York on First Things First about a year ago, and I was talking to one of the higher-ups there, and she told me, like, you're ridiculous. Like, it's the motto. You have to pick the motto. And so that happened today after I'd already picked Ready or Mott, and I was like, oh, boy, I don't know. But listen, I like Ready or Mott. I think it has a nice ring to it. You guys voted more for it than everyone else. This was the leading vote-getter on all of my social media channels. But it was very, very close, and so without further ado, it's official. The name of the show is Ready or Mott. Marshall, how do you feel being the producer of Ready or Mott? It's fun, right?
I like it. You know, I love it.
And as we go throughout our careers, you know, I mean, show names can change, and you get a new show, blah, 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 but this is my first show name, and I love it. This was not my suggestion. It was a caller who called in and suggested this name. I don't remember who it was. We had so many. But if you were the guy who suggested, I really appreciate it. So now we have an official name for the show. And going forward, we'll have a show Twitter name. We'll have a show Twitter handle, so you can follow that as well. We'll get that up. But everyone who participated in helping me name this poll or name this show, I really, really appreciate it. And just overall, quickly before we get to the United interview, just overall how welcoming everyone has been to me, not just at 92.9 The Game, because everyone I've met inside the studio and while I've been off work and coming inside to talk to bosses and meet people, they've been great. But everyone else who's been listening has really accepted me with arms wide open, not being an Atlanta kid, not from Atlanta, from Texas, moving all the way out here to take this job, and it's been 50 times better than I could have ever expected, so I really, really appreciate everyone voting, and hopefully Ready or Mott becomes kind of a household name, a household show here for you guys, and that way you guys will have something to listen to at night and, of course, in podcast form. It is, all the podcasts are up on the website. They're a little bit hard to find, so I'll tweet it out tomorrow, but we're going to get it to where there'll be a Ready or Mott show page, and you'll just click on that, just like you do for The Bunker Mentality or for all the other shows, John and Hugh and everyone else. You'll have you just go to my show page and listen to my stuff. Before, if you're listening to The Bunker Mentality before this, right when The Bunker Mentality went off the air, he said he preferred the motto. And I walked in, I was like, oh, Andy, come on, I'm not picking that one. But Andy made a really good point because his name's The Bunker Mentality. And I was telling Andy and myself quickly, we're like the only two shows on here that have like names for our shows. Everyone else just does the name of their, you know, John and Hugh are popular, so John and Hugh makes sense.
Right, John and Hugh, The Morning Show, right. Or it Rick makes and sense. John, Midday,
and so Andy,
Dukes and Bell.
Yes, Andy Bunker and I are the two who have like an actual show name. Andy said, listen, people didn't like The Bunker Mentality in the beginning, you know, and all names kind of sound a little bit dumb. But he said, overall, just give it a little bit of time. It'll become so used to it, and you're ready to go. And we're ready to go. Ready or Mott is the name of the show. And again, appreciate everyone tweeting at me. And telling me congrats. Alan Newsome, sounds good to me. I like it. I appreciate it, Alan. I really do. CP3 O'Neill followed me as long as Jeremy Bell followed me on Twitter. I appreciate that. We're trying to get my Twitter following up because we're here. We're ready to go. We're rocking and rolling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.